The Rays lock up James Shields, Tulowitzki for Colorado for a few years, with the longest extension for a player under 2 years of service, barely breaking the record of our next guest, who is certainly one of the best young players in all of baseball, playing for a team that took the next step towards making themselves into a little bit of a dynasty here, as we welcome in Grady Sizemore. Grady, Casey Stern here in New York, thanks for doing this for us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. You know, I know things didn't end the way that you guys would have wanted at the end of the season, as far as the immediate, you know, last moment of things against the Red Sox. But when you reflect back, are you pretty proud of what you guys accomplished in 2007?
Well, I think it was definitely an exciting year. We moved forward, and it was a team effort. We all were proud of what we did and what we accomplished. Like you said, it didn't end the way we wanted to, but you know, hopefully we can move past that and you know, be stronger as a team.
Grady, is it fair to call something like that a learning experience, considering most of you guys hadn't been through the wars of the postseason before?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Is it fair to call what you guys went through a learning experience because a lot of the young players like yourself on that team hadn't been through the postseason wars before?
You could look at it that way. I don't think we really pushed it that way. We all felt confident, and you know, we weren't trying to learn, you know, what to do in the playoffs. You know, we knew what to do, how to approach ourselves and take on a challenge. You know, I think we just got outplayed. You know, but you know, everything's a learning experience. You know, you're always going to continue to learn in baseball every day and season to season.
How much has it helped you overall to have you know, a lot of youth on your side with you? When you look at guys like T-Half and Ryan Garko and you know Gutierrez and all the way on down the line, so many young players on that team. Has that helped you to have you guys kind of go through the processes over the first couple of years of your career and do it together?
Definitely. I think if you look at our team, there's a lot of young guys who really stepped in some pretty big roles and made you know, major impacts, you know, throughout the years. I think you know, for the last 2 years, we've had guys come up and just, you know, really, you know, mature, you know, as they're playing and, you know, continue to be, you know, great major league players.
You know, I know standing out in the outfield at times, you probably don't have as much action because of the pitchers at the front of your rotation, but it must be something special, Grady, standing out there and watching that top two of CeCe and what Fausto got done last year and just getting excited to see him do it all over again this year.
Well, it's always exciting, you know, and CeCe, you know, he starts it off being the big ace that he is and just, you know, he had a great year, you know, he was really dominating. He seemed to, you know, improve as the year got on, and like I said, Fausto kind of came out of nowhere and just, you know, stepped in some big shoes and really helped us out. But, you know, the staff top to bottom was great this last year, and, you know, it's always fun to play behind pitching staff when they're working together and, you know, making things easier on the offense.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you point that out, Grady, and we're talking with Grady Sizemore, of course, center fielder for the Indians. That's exactly what I was going to say is must make it easier as an offense to know that during the course of a game your pitchers are going to be there for you so that, you know, if you put up 10 runs, which you guys are capable of certainly, then great, but you don't necessarily have to force yourself to do it because the pitching will keep you in the game.
Yeah, I mean, it was you know, big help for us because there was times offensively early in the year when we were struggling, and they really picked us up. And, you know, it's good to know that we don't have to do that every night and that the pitchers are going to be there. And, you know, it just makes you want to work that much harder for them and, you know, score that many more runs.
When you take a look at kind of yourself heading into next season, you know, you've been really successful early on in your career, Grady. What kind of things are you continuing to try and improve on as you head into spring training here?
You know, I try to improve every year on all parts of my game, I think, whether it's offense or defense or, you know, just, you know, picking up little things here or there in the base pass. I think, you know, me as a leadoff guy, I want to be on base and, you know, create for the rest of the offense, getting the offense going and scoring runs. So I'm going to continue to try to do that and, you know, go from there.
I know expectations coming off last year would always be high. You guys would probably put them higher on yourselves than anybody else could. But do you get excited just at the competition? Your division's been great the last couple of years, Grady, but this competition's going to be amped up even another couple of notches. Obviously, everybody knows about the moves the Tigers made. The White Sox have been active. You guys have been active. Do you get excited thinking about the strength of this division and that atmosphere that will be created throughout the season?
Yeah, well, it's certainly a strong division. It continues to improve every year. And that, you know, it's fun to play. And obviously, when teams are making moves and improving, it, you know, it forces you to be a better team and to, you know, improve to keep up. So, you know, this is going to be another tough year. Like you said, teams have definitely improved and, you know, made some trades and some other moves to help them out. So, like I said, we still have to play together. We still have to learn how to win for, you know, 6 months straight. That's going to be the deciding factor.
I want to ask you about the Winter Caravan you guys are on. When you sit there as a kid growing up and get excited about, you know, meeting your favorite players and doing things like that, when you get involved with a caravan, when you do any kind of community work, how excited and satisfying is it for you to be on the other side of that and being able to kind of use where you are in this game today to kind of be able to meet people and to help out in that fashion?
Well, it's always nice to get back any way you can. This is pretty cool event that we do for this league. You know, when I was a kid, I don't think I really knew anything about, you know, I don't think teams around my area had caravan tours and went, you know, city to city. And I think this is a chance to kind of interact with some fans that you might not see, you know, on a daily basis at the field, and, you know, kind of bring the game closer to them, and hopefully they can, you know, take a little bit back with them.
All right, listen, Grady, we really appreciate the few minutes. Thank you so much for being with us. Best of luck as you head into camp this coming season with the Indians. We look forward to watching you.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, thank you. Grady Sizemore riding on the caravan bus as they continue.